Okay, so today we are celebrating the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. This is a huge deal. So you might notice there are some things different at Mass today. We have altar servers. I'm wearing gold. We have a weird thing smoking over in the corner. That's called incense and is delightful. Anyway, today is a big deal, so we make Mass even a bigger deal than normal. Mass is already one of the best things that we could ever do, but now we try and make that even more special. So that's why we have a little bit of different things going on here today. But the basic Mass is the exact same. We will still have bread and wine transformed into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus right here at this altar in a few moments. So although some of the trappings of Mass or some of the details are a little bit different, just to engage our whole person more, the Mass is still exactly the same, as you know. So I expect you to be fully participating in it and answering the responses as you always do. But today is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, and so first we have to talk about what that means. So when everyone is a tiny baby, there is a bit of sin in them because of original sin. We all know the story of Adam and Eve in the book of Genesis when they were in the Garden of Eden. Right? Eve took the apple from the snake and was like, this sounds delicious, even though God said, don't do that. And then she gave it to Adam, and Adam was like, oh yeah, this is definitely delicious. And God said, don't do that. But they did it. So that was the first sin that ever happened. And because of that, our humanity is what we call in a fallen state. So every other human after Adam and Eve was born with a thing called original sin. The original sin that Adam and Eve partook in, we also share in. And that's kind of a bum deal. Like, that's not really fair. It's kind of, you're already starting behind the eight ball, you're already starting life kind of in a deficit, you are already losing, basically, when we're born. But the good news is that baptism takes away original sin. So if you're baptized, it's all gone. It's great. It's wonderful. That being said, there is one person that was fully human in all of history that was born without original sin. This person was Mary. Mary, the mother of God, was the only human ever born without original sin. Now, Jesus was fully human, but he was also at the same time fully God. So he was also born without original sin. But I'm trying to specify, there is only one person who was only fully human that was born without original sin, and that was Mary. Now, how did she gain such an awesome benefit? How did she get so lucky as to be born without original sin? And the answer is through Jesus Christ, her son. Because of his death and resurrection and ascension, she was preserved from original sin. Everyone else had to be saved from their original sin, but she was preserved and never even born with original sin. And because that is such a big deal, that's the feast we celebrate today. The feast, or the celebration, of the fact that Mary was born without original sin. Because if she was going to be the mother of God, who is sinless himself, then she had to be preserved from sin, because otherwise that would have brought the perfect one, Jesus Christ, too close to sin. So she was preserved from sin so that Jesus wouldn't be anywhere near sin and could be born perfect. Let me try and explain this to you a little bit more. Say there was a global pandemic. Say that a lot of people were getting sick. Now, try and imagine, if you will, because I know this is so hard for us all to think about. Imagine if a cure came out for that problem, and everyone who had that sickness could take this cure and be made better, 100% better, okay? Now imagine there was a preventative medicine that would prevent you from ever getting sick in the first place. In this analogy, sin is the sickness. It affects the entire world. The remedy is what Jesus did for us on the cross. His dying for us saved all of us who were affected by original sin. But his dying on the cross also was the preventative medicine that preserved Mary, his mother, from even having to deal with sin. She was preserved from it, so she did not have original sin. So it's like having a medication that prevents the disease and having a cure for the disease. The same answer is Jesus. He is both the prevention and the cure. And again, the disease is sin. So because it's such a big deal that she was born without original sin, we celebrate that today at Mass. And it's also something called a dogma, not a catma, but a dogma of our faith. A dogma of our faith has nothing to do with dogs, unfortunately. But it does mean that it is something in our Catholic faith that you must 100% believe in. The other things that are included in well, there's a lot of dogmas, but just a few examples are the fact that Jesus was both God and man. That is a dogma of our faith. It's called the hypostatic union. Another dogma is the Immaculate Conception. Another dogma is the Trinity. These are the basic principles that we must believe in order to be Catholic. So, on this, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, we thank God for his both being the remedy and the preventative medicine for sin. Because without him, we would be hopeless. But with him, we have hope of eternal salvation, meaning that we have the hope of going to heaven. And so we thank him also on this day for his mother, who is our mother. Mary, the Mother of God, is also our mother, all of us, every single one of us. She, all day long in heaven, just sits there and prays for each and every one of us. For you, and you, and you, maybe you, I'm kidding, definitely you, and also me, okay? So we're so thankful for that fact. So, on this day, I hope that you can do something to make today a little bit more special in honor of the Mother of God. I've told you before, you know, it's a feast day. We should feast on a feast day. So maybe you can get your parents to give you a little extra dessert tonight or something, telling them that it's the feast day of the Immaculate Conception. Father Dan said I have to, or something. I don't know. We'll probably get angry emails about that later. But try and do something to make today special, because it is such a big, big deal in the Catholic Church.